Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom, shalom, family.
Shalom,
shalom, family.
Shalom,
family. Shalom. Shalom, shalom. This is the honor. Amen. We missed you last Sabbath.
Amen.
God is good. God is merciful.
Indeed.
Ooh, man. It is great to hear your voice. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Most High God of Israel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your Sabbath day. Whew. What a week. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we know your truth. In Jesus' mighty name. Does anyone else want to praise the Father and thank Him for the breath of life and thank Him that He allowed you to make it to another Sabbath?
Indeed.
And allowed us to have a little understanding.
That's right. A little.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen, amen. Good to hear from you, Sister Mary. Lord, be with you. We be with us all. May the Lord bestow grace and peace unto our families and us as well, that we get the chance to be in the kingdom. So thank you for all your kind words and everybody that's holding in to the end. We get a better understanding of what we're going through. Close.
Amen. Shabbat shalom, brother. Anyone else want to pray for me? Shabbat shalom. Anyone else want to pray
for me? Shalom, Sister Raya.
Shalom. Is this Brother Elijah?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, how are you doing?
Shalom, Elijah.
I'm doing good. Shalom, Brother
Elijah. Shalom. Shalom, Brother Elijah.
Shalom, Brother Keith.
Shalom, Brother Elijah. Good to hear from you.
Yes, yes, in Jesus' mighty name.
You're in a good place.
You are definitely in a good place, my Lord Shabbat. Amen. Amen. I'm going to, if a lot of lines open, if no one else would like to say anything, I'm going to mute everyone's line. Maybe it can be me. And if you would like to say anything or have any a question or want to make a comment, anything like that, press the number one. And then I'll open up your line. I'll keep an eye back and forth. Every like 2-3 minutes, I'll look at the line to see if anyone's pressing the number one. Amen. Let's get started.
Amen. With that being said, we want to stand and face Jerusalem and approach the Father. So, brothers, if you can, cover your head. And sisters, if you can, cover your head as we approach the Father. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thy enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 139, verses 13 through 24. In Jesus' mighty name, we praise. I praise. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts, as we forgive our debts. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts and forms. And Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brother, and in their families. And Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, a bit. They delight in blessing us because they see your light and your kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy. And send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and faith to perform. In Jesus' name, Father, we ask that you also send forth your Holy Spirit upon those that hear it and give them also a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and a faith to perform. In Jesus' heavenly name, for your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I want to say Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Welcome again to another episode of the Beautiful Water, the Angel of Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. Lovely real bread supreme Israel. Say Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, King Priest, Shabbat Shalom, family, grace and peace. Happy Sabbath.
Amen. Happy Sabbath. Ashar Shabbat.
Ashar Shabbat.
Indeed. Well, tonight, precept. The throne. You know.
We talk about angels. We talk about God riding on top of angels. But he said he going to give us what? Thrones. So, where do these thrones come from, and what are they? Because he have one, well, and the Father have one. So, throne are they? And then he said, if we keep his commandment, we're going to get one too. Now, what kind of throne would it be? Would it be like the ones that we see in this world, like the Queen of England sits on, something like that? No, no, far from it. Is it anything like the ones that we would have seen in the days of Pharaoh and Ahai when they sat on thrones? Would it look anything like that? No, no. The closest thing we would have seen on this planet that would have resembled the throne that's in heaven is the one that David sat on. See, that's the throne that Jesus is going to sit on, or Melchizedek. Jesus, Melchizedek, one and the same. They're both going to, he's going to sit on that throne. Go sit on the throne of David as an imperial being. Imperial, superior. There's nothing you can do. He's going to sit on that throne. He said it. He said, we're going to sit on throne. That's another thing. So if David's throne is out the box, then what David get? I guess he's going to get another one. And what about us? Because he said we too was going to get thrown. So let's look at that. Let's look at that. Let's go into Revelation chapter 20. And one.
Revelation chapter 21 reads, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should not deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus.
Now see, those thrones, they are going to come. They're on the way. The one that Jesus is going to sit on, it's going to be above all of them. It's going to be the throne of the kingdom. Even though you see these thrones here, he's going to sit on the throne of the kingdom of the world. Watch this. 1 Kings chapter 1 and 46.
Amen. 1 Kings 1 and 26.
Yes, ma'am.
First Kings chapter 1 and verse 26 reads
46.
And verse 46, forgive me, First Kings 1 and 46. And also Solomon sitteth on the throne of the kingdom. And moreover, the king's servant came to bless our Lord King David, saying, God make the name of Solomon better than thy name, Let me do that again. 1 Kings 1 and chapter 1 and verse 47 reads.
46.
1 Kings 1 and 46 reads, and also Solomon sitteth on the throne of the kingdom.
Stop. That's what Jesus is going to say. That's why we pray to Jerusalem. Because we know he's going to be here. He's going to leave heaven and sit on that thing. And it's in the planet right now. It hasn't been destroyed. The kings of the world stole them. And now they're in their treasures. That's, you know, you got this mystical slick called National Treasures. But when they showed it, they had all the treasures of the East stored away in their nonsense. And the CIA was the guards of it. They were like the first stage of it. But then the real secret shit, like the thrones and the Ark of the Covenant and things like that, it's in Vatican. And you can't get in there. It's only certain places you can get in there with a book. To even read, you have to have permission and you have to have a letter authorized just to read certain manuscripts. They got a lot of things there. So that throne that they have hidden from us right now, Jesus is going to sit on it because that's it right there, that throne. Okay? Okay. Now, watch this. Go to 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and 23. Now, why is it called the throne of the kingdom? Because this throne is going to be the throne of his kingdom. You see, so this throne here is going to be above every throne on the planet. This one that Solomon is sitting on. Not the one the Lord is bringing. This one that was on the earth, and David and Solomon sat on it. And Jesus said, I'm going to sit on that throne. That's mine. Watch this. Read that. 1 Chronicles 29:23.
1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 23 reads, then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David, his father.
Solomon sat on the throne of who?
Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David, his father.
See that? Who throne is it? Who throne is it?
The Lord.
There it is. He will judge the world from now. From that squad right there. He don't sit on David's throne. Solomon sat on the throne of God. Nobody in the world did that. Until Nebuchadnezzar came and raided us, so they stole our goods and our wares. However, Psalms 132 and verse 11. In fact, pick it up in verse 8. Psalms 132 and verse 8. Now, this here is Revelation chapter 20, what we open up with, when he said, and the devil was bound for 1,000 years, then he saw thrones and them that sat on them. And judgment was given to them. That's Revelation chapter 20. We're going to go back to that because we only read 4 to 6. But we need to read 5 to 7, actually. Verse 8.
Psalms 132 and verse 8 reads, arise, O Lord, into thy rest.
Stop. Arise into what?
Arise, O Lord, into thy rest.
What is that? The Sabbath. It's the 1,000 years of rest, the day of rest, the peace, the Sabbath. That's what it is. That's what we just got to reading about. So now here it is in the law that this day has been prophesied that is to come. That's what Timothy was talking about in Hebrews chapter 4 when he said that afterward he had spoken of another day here then why would he say arise and not rest if he had took rest in the seventh day when he had created it? You see? When he blessed it, I should say. For us. Continue.
Psalms 132 and verse 8 reads, arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou in the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake,
let thy what?
Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy.
See, the priest is going to be covered with the Melchizedek priesthood. See, that's going to be Melchizedek sitting on the throne of David. And he said, let thy priest, plural, be covered with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. So the priests are the saints. And let them be clothed in what?
Righteousness.
Go on to Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 1. Hebrews 7 and 1. Because we gotta see who's issuing this in.
Hebrews 7 and verse 1 reads, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem.
So if he's a king, that means he has a what? A throne. He has a throne. King of what? Peace. Continue.
For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the king and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem.
See, that's what he said, let thy priest be covered in what? That. In himself. See that? That's what he wants to be covered. He said, cover the priest in this, in righteousness. And read that again.
Hebrews 7 and 1. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the king, and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually.
Stop. That's what was kicked off right there. So in order for you to get these thrones, you have to become a what? You have to become what?
Righteous.
Go to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4.
Revelation 11 and 4.
20.
Revelation 20 and 4. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4 reads, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them.
That's the one that was clothed with righteousness. They are the ones that shouted aloud for joy. That's the saints right there. That's the priests. Read on.
And judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their head, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years. This is the first resurrection. First resurrection. Verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such a second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
Amen. So they were the priesthood. There it is. So the priests are the ones that's sitting on thrones. Kind of like what you see at the Vatican, imitating what our kingdom in their imagination would look like, which is no. However, that's our throne. We're going to get a different one. He said, we are going to receive thrones. He said, they are going to sit on thrones with him. Now, he said, this is for 1,000 years. This is with flesh and blood. Da, 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 da. And then he said, everybody keeping the Sabbath day as they supposed to. Da, 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 da. Now, the kingdom is set up. Your brethren is actually sitting on thrones. Now, let's look at that. Let's go back to
Psalms 132
and verse 9. Well, I actually pick it up at 8 again. I just like starting there. Go ahead.
Psalms 132 and verse 8 reads, arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and thy ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thy anointed. The Lord has sworn in the truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of thy fruit of the body will I set upon thy throne.
See that? There it is. You don't sit on who throne? Yeah. But he said, but you're going to get thrones. How are you going to get one like that? Read on.
Verse 12. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon the throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation.
Hold that thought. First of all, he just told us that he's giving out thrones and they're going to be set up for thrones for how long?
Yeah.
But he just told us in Revelation we're going to rule with Christ and of God 1,000 years. But here the thrones are forever. And they are. It's just that when the rest of the world is done away with, thrones are still going to be there. Go to Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1.
Revelation 4 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1 reads, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Amen. 2. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven.
Now, there was a throne. Now, the throne that he's talking about and promising up is in David. He's sitting on David's throne. Our throne is up there with his. You see? Because he said, my reward is with me. And I'm going to bring it with me. Read on.
And then Revelation 4 and 2. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat on the throne was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders.
Now, wait a minute. Now, this throne, rainbow had emerald around it. So we're looking at a rainbow here that's a certain color. But we're going to be different colors. So your rainbow on your throne is going to be a different color. This is the Father in Revelation chapter 4. This is his throne. Now read that again.
Amen. Revelation 4 and verse. And he that sat, let's start at 2. I'm just going to read Revelation 4 and 1. After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven. One sat on the throne, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper.
He wants you to see this throne. He wants you to see it. He's talking about it. He wants you to focus on what you're seeing. Look at what he's saying about it. You know, this is not a quick read. Look at what he's saying about this, because this is what the saints are going to inherit. This is what he said, I saw them sitting on. They're going to be sitting on these. Read on.
Amen. Verse 2, and immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold.
Now remember those. How many crowns are they? Okay, continue. Remember those.
Verse 4. Around about the throne were And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like the crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast was like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about them, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and they worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
So read that verse again, verse 18.
Revelation 4 and 11.
No, this right here. No. Go to Revelation chapter 19. Revelation 19, pick it up at verse 1.
Amen. Revelation 19 and verse 1 reads, and after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God, For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servant at her hand.
See, it don't make any difference. You know, she's going to get judged. It don't matter. It really don't. Just do what you're supposed to do. Serve God. Do your best. The whore going to be judged. He just said it. Ain't no getting around it. So it is what it is. I mean, it continue. Yeah, continue.
Amen. Revelation 19:2. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged a great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servant at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah.
She's killing them with her wickedness. So he said, I'm going to avenge their blood at her hand. Jamie.
For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and have avenged the blood, and has avenged the blood of his servant, the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever, and the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worship God that sat on the throne, saying, Alleluia, Amen.
Revelation 19.
Mm-hmm.
10.
Verse 5. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God.
See right here?
And a voice came out of the throne.
Stop. Where it come from?
And a voice came out of the throne.
Out of what?
The throne.
So the throne that you're going to get is not like David, because David's throne didn't talk. But yours is. Yours is going to tell you about everything and show you everything in the blink of an eye. It's going to show you judgment and everything.
Amen. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged a great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up, and forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters.
So he told all of them to worship him, even the angels, even the 24 elders, so that throne had more authority than the 24 elders. See that? Did you know that? You know that throne had more authority than 24 elders? And I have to show it. You know.
Revelation 19:5, and a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of almighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen and clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said unto me,
God. The saints are going to get those. You see? Saints ain't going to be in the judgment. There's no such thing as a saint in the judgment. I was talking to this brother that I didn't know after Eon. You know, when he was a young dude, we took him on the dungeons with, you know, out, you know, their street ministry and stuff like that on the trains. And, you know,
buses and things like that. And but he said, you know, and I was telling him, there ain't gonna be no strangers in the, ain't gonna be no saints in the fire. There'll be no saints in the judgment. And he was willing to just continue with this conversation just because it was a reason to be invariant. And that's the spirit that the Father said no one would inherit the kingdom with. It was a sad moment. The saints are going to receive these things that the Lord called thrones. They got speech, they talk. And they told all of heaven to worship God. All of heaven to worship God. The throne did. It wasn't an angel that told the throne. The throne spoke. When the throne spoke, it had the voice of many waters. And then it, when it spoke, all of heaven had to do what it said. You want one of those?
Amen.
You want one of them?
Amen.
What would you do if you had it?
Lord knows.
Just a little further. Let's go in Revelation 5 and verse 9. Revelation 5 and 9.
Amen. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9 reads, "And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and have made us into our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth."
See, we're going to be kings and priests, and we're going to get thrones, but how is it that the thrones is going to tell the rest of heaven to humble themselves before God? Where do we get that authority? Where does throne get that authority from? And we want one of these. We think we're just going to blase our way up on top of one, you know, like we're going to just get it willy-nilly. Like God's just going to see. We better be hoping God let us live our next minute. Psalms 45 and verse 6. Psalms 45 and 6.
Amen. Psalms 45 and verse 6 reads, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness."
Look, look, look. He said, "Thy throne, O God, is what?"
"Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever."
Wait a minute. So the throne is from what? That's why I can tell all of heaven to humble itself from before God, because it was there when God created everything. Before he got started, he had somewhere to sit. You kidding me? So the throne is before heaven. It just testified of itself. Heaven got a beginning. Thy throne is forever and ever. Psalms 87 and verse 29. Psalms 87 and verse 29. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Psalms. You said 37 and 29.
Yes, ma'am. 89:29.
Psalms chapter 89 and verse 29 reads, "His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. As his children forsake."
And his throne is what?
and his throne as the days of heaven.
So the throne was established when time was established. Because heaven had a beginning and the throne was there. See that? You see it?
Amen.
You see it. It was there before anything. It was there. Before there was an angel, before there was an earth, before there was a moon, a star, planet. That was, read that again. That was there.
Psalms 89 and verse 29 reads, his seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven.
Now, what's the day of heaven? Huh?
1,000 years.
That's written in the law. But what was it before there was a law that a day was 1,000 years? Exactly. The throne was there when time was established. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
The throne is there when there was a microscopic dot on consciousness. See that? Go to Psalms 89 and verse 36. Psalms 89 and 36.
Psalms 89 and going down to verse 36 reads, his seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven, Selah. But thou hast cast off and abhorred, thou hast been wroth with thine anointed.
Stop. He said the throne is going to be as the what?
And his throne, his seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me.
Continue.
It shall be established forever as the moon and as a faithful witness in heaven. Stay long.
The throne ain't going nowhere. It's going to be a witness. A faithful witness in heaven. It was there. It's going to witness against the devil and the angels and the things that they did. That's why it's going to be a judgment for the angels. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Matthew chapter 25.
Matthew 25.
Matthew 25 and 30.
Matthew chapter 25 and verse 30 reads, and cast ye.
Oh, no, 31.
Matthew 25 and 31 reads, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory.
See, people think the great white throne is going to be some wood and stone. It's going to be doing these things. It's going to have rainbows. It's going to have lightning and thundering. It's going to be chomping. And David's throne is made out of a skeleton. Way possible to make it have life. That's going to be amazing. Because the throne is covered in gold and it's ivory. Continue.
Amen. Matthew 25 and verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Now the whole world is going to finally get a chance to see this throne that we've been reading about. But it's at the wrong time because we're going to see it at the judgment. That's not going to be a good look for those of us that know better, right?
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 35. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hunger, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we a stranger, or took thee in, or naked, or clothed thee? Or when saw we sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto him, Verily I say unto you, and so as much as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire.
Stop. He's still on his throne. Continue. He's still on this thing that's talking and got lightning and this rainbow, that this color that we ain't never seen before. Continue.
Amen. Matthew 25:41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, and to everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels.
See, this lake of fire was already prepared, but before we were. So the war in heaven took place before we were created. We covered that. You see it? You see how those things come back around, let you know. Read on.
Amen. 42. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me.
See, sometimes, man, you know, when we talk about the least, that means those that have the least of the fruit. You know, it ain't talking about the least that's the poorest. Or, you know, it's the least. With the fruits of the Spirit. Continue.
Amen. And verse 46 reads, And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Amen.
So, the righteous is going into eternity and going to be sitting here with these here. These thrones for all eternity. Wait a minute. Go into Matthew 19:28. Matthew 19:28. When you receive it, read.
Matthew. Matthew 19:28 reads, And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
See that?
they're going to Melchizedek priesthood being established. That's what we read in Revelation chapter 20 and Psalms chapter 132. He said, you're going to be, now these here, these particular thrones here are given to the disciples. I mean, they get the 12 tribes out the gate. The disciples get the 12 tribes. Not the fathers of the 12 tribes. Imagine that. Read on. That means Paul get a tribe.
Matthew 19 and 29. And everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life.
That's what we really looking for.
But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Hallelujah.
See,
amen.
That's what we really should be looking for, everlasting life, nothing else. You know, because it's coming, because God can't lie. Heaven is created from everlasting, and everlasting is God. So he created from heaven a piece of himself. And then from heaven, he created another piece of himself, which is called the earth. And then the earth, he created another piece of himself, which is us. So that somehow, from where we at, we may have a chance to sit on something as wonderful as the throne of his glory. Now, let me see if I can find that. Go to Luke 22 and 30. I want you to read that. Luke 22 and 30, but it's another script.
Luke chapter 22 and verse 30 reads.
Actually, verse 20. And 28.
Luke 22 and 28 reads, ye are they which have continued with me in my temptation, and I appointed unto you a kingdom.
See, that's how you did. You gotta overcome the world. You gotta overcome the world. You ain't getting nothing. You might just get left out. Forget a throne. You can miss that. You can be left out of the kingdom coming. Is that choice? Because that's what you have. You hear me?
Say that again.
What did I say?
What do I have?
I didn't ask you that. What did I just say?
What did you just say?
What
did you just say?
What verse? What verse are you?
28. What did you just say?
No, I was just saying, he said, if you continue with me in my temptation,
mm-hmm.
you know, he said that that's the only way you're going to get it, that you overcome it. If you don't overcome your temptations and you live them out, not only can you miss your throne, you can also miss the kingdom in one swap, not two, one. So you might be already dead.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk.
Dead walking, huh? So what are these temptations?
It could be anything.
Like what?
It could be anything. Whatever your id screams for.
Whatever what?
Your id screams for. Your id, man. Now, I didn't go to medical school, but I know a little bit of something. So your id is your flesh.
So temptation. The desire to do something, especially something usually wrong or unwise. To desire, to urge, to itch, the impulse, inclination.
I like that idea. It says the urge to do something unwise.
Something wrong or unwise.
It's no. How you look at it, it's foolish. I don't give a fuck how you look at it. It's foolishness. When the end is all said and done with, you're gonna be the biggest fool on the planet. Continue.
Temptation, the thing or course of action that attracts or tempts someone to be tempted, to lure, to entice, to seduce.
That's called lasciviousness. See, we can do that and lure people into things, and then actually, we'll be guilty of both of that sin and judgment. So not only that we'll be guilty of the judgment of bringing them to this point, but we'll be guilty of their judgment. So not only will we be judged for our actions, we'll be judged for that. By they'll be judged for that, because we will be the guilty. Remember, Eve got a double portion and transgression. See it? We don't.
The thing or course of action that attracts or tempts someone to lure, to entice, to seduce, to attract, to draw, to pull, invitation, bait, decoy, snare, trap, come on, siren, allure, appeal, attractiveness, fascination, fascinating, the tempting of Jesus by the devil, Matthew chapter 4.
So this is that thing. We got to overcome those things, whatever it may be. Like, everybody's temptation is different. And, some of us is hormone driven, and then some of us love riches and wealth. And some of us like flashy things and stuff like that. Your treasure is where your heart is at. Your heart is where your treasure is. Yeah, your heart is where your treasure is. I guess it's not here, is it?
Is what?
What did I say?
Your heart is where your treasure is?
And
what's the question?
Is it here?
It should be here.
What's here?
The treasure.
And what is it?
In your heart.
What is it?
The kingdom to come.
What is it?
What is it to you?
We just read it.
But what?
Like a millisecond ago.
What is it?
What is
it? Wisdom is what?
The key element. It's the key element of receiving your throne. And that's wisdom is, in fact, look up wisdom. Wisdom is experience. Wisdom is the understanding of the consequences of things. So wisdom bring excellent judges. Look up the word wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Wisdom, the quality of having experience, knowledge, good judgment, the quality of being very wise. Intelligent, understanding, insight, perception, penetration, discernment, sense, common sense, good sense, shrewdness, acumen, judgment, judiciousness.
Now, see, wisdom is different from being a fool. You see how that is completely different from someone that would be a fool and kill themselves. So you'll be a fool to despise wisdom. No matter how you look at it, you'll be a fool. You know what?
Judgment, foresight, prudence, circumspection, logic, rationality, soundness, visibility, sharpness, savvy, smart. And then it says the soundness of an action or decision with regard to the application of experience, knowledge, and good judgment. The body of knowledge and the principles that develop within a specific society or period.
See, you know, wisdom just don't happen. It's a development, like coming up with the Bible code. But coming up with the Bible code, you have to come up with the calendar of God. And when you come up with the calendar of God, you got to come up with the feast day. Then when you come up with the feast days, then you come up with the, well, no, when you come up with the calendar of God, you find out the lead. And then you find all these things out. All these things leading us right back into, let me look at the definition. You see? So this is that thing. Watch this. We're going into Colossians chapter 1 and verse 12. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 12. Read.
There we go. Chapter 1 and verse 12 reads, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light.
See that? So the inheritance of the saints is that they're going to be covered in what?
Light.
Absolute. The same glory as God. Read on.
Amen. Verse 13. Who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
Amen. Continue.
15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things are created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
Theory of relativity. So everything is from him. Everything. Heaven, angels, air, water. Mind, the minds of everything, from the insect world to mammals to the spirit. Everything. Everything is from him. All these things from him. Everything is from him. Came from those, the throne. The throne was there with him when all these things were there. And so he's telling us we're going to get that thing. We're going to get a throne from God. Let's look at this. Let's go into 1 Thessalonians. And this will be the last place. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13.
Wow, did that just happen? 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13 reads, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words.
So, when he said that when he comes, the first resurrection is going to take place, we're going to meet the Lord in the air, and we're going to be right there with him. Let's look at that. This is not check that we're going to blast no gas. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 1. Ezekiel 1 and verse 3. I'm going to read that. I'm going to skip that. Ezekiel 1 and verse 3. You're going to read 3 and 4.
Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 3 reads, "The word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber out of the midst of fire."
See, those are the clouds that Paul saw. He saw the same thing Ezekiel saw. We're not going to get into everything with that. We just want to get to verse 25.
Go down to 25.
Skip down to 25.
Ezekiel 1 and 25. "And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood and had let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of his throne was like the likeness as the appearance of a man above it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about. And as the appearance of the bow, that is in the cloud and in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake."
The first thing we're just seeing here is that there was a throne right here in the midst of the angels. Says in 26 and above the firmament was over their heads was the likeness of the throne. So the angels are carrying the throne. So yeah, the throne has more authority. And he said, in the clouds is coming one of these, if we perform his will. And he said this, he said, "And the appearance of a sapphire stone was upon the likeness of it, and was the likeness and appearance of a man that was above it. And I saw the color amber as the appearance around about it, and the appearance of the loin even upward, and in the appearance of the boat of the cloud of day, and the appearance of around about it was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord." So we see that the rainbow even has a different color to it. It's different from the one from Revelation chapter 12 and 10, I guess, in the area. So, brothers and sisters, the thing is that if you got a throne, if you can call it to a throne, God will, and I hope you hold on to it and don't let this world not do your throne and your glory, and even with your time. I hope the Father give you the strength and the wisdom to protect your throne and your crown, because that's the eternal temple. So just please remember that these are not games, but these are spiritual warfare. And people are engaged in things that are wicked, and they are engaged in things that are trying to get you caught up in their minds. Contrary. So in Jesus' name, your throne is coming. Hold on. Hold on. Amen? Amen. Any hands up? All right, we're good. No hands up. Well, tomorrow morning, we're here with the Sons of Living Waters again. And tomorrow morning, you have the
Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study Class. That's my brother Isaiah Brown coming out of Peoria, Illinois. And the precept being, Sister Ed.
Let me see if you even told me what it was.
Well, it should be part two, right?
No, hold on. I'll check. Let's see if you told me. To... you stated, come on. To Isaiah. And the last thing you said that his precept that he was going to do. Okay. Yeah. Here we go, it's right here. Sorry, I'm trying to make this bigger. I can't see. Can a servant of God interrupt people's karma? Can a servant of God interrupt people's karma? The scripture reading comes from 2 Ezra 8, chapter 8 and verse 51. So, can a servant of God interrupt people's karma? 2 Ezra 8 and 51. That's the moral of the scripture.
Okay, well, you already heard it from
Can a servant of God interrupt people's karma?
Wow. Can't wait to hear that. Well, that's tomorrow morning. And tomorrow evening, we have our brother Horace Miles with Yah's Global Kingdom at 7 o'clock p.m. For those of us that's still in the style of swing and the things, and that we want to hold on to every last drop of the spirit, we want to, you know, tune in and listen to that brother Horace Miles. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. And we hope we edify someone. And we hope that you have a blessed week. We hope that you have even blessed Sabbath. We hope the Father really rewards you for the good that you perform. And show us that we need to clean up something. So in Jesus' name, Lord, we ask these things and just have your name.
From Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Times of the living water, times of the living water, times of the living water, radio show. Times of the living water, times of the living water, times of the living water, radio show. Times of the living water, times of the living water, times of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.